different and outside your comfort zone, then circle back. The second was that successful freelance writers focused on writing speed above all else. The good ones were able to write 3,000 to 4,000 words per hour if under a tight deadline. My eyes widened when I read this. 3,000 words? I had been blogging for years and averaged around 900 words per hour, which many other writers had told me was fast. Now I was in the remedial lane? What? The decision to write faster. I decided then to focus on becoming a faster writer. The logic behind it made sense. As a freelancer, I was paid a flat rate per project or an hourly rate per service if I consulted with a company on their marketing. In both cases, writing faster meant I could take on more projects and make more money. And at the least, even if I didn't have more clients, I could use the time I saved from having to freelance to work on my fiction books. At the time, I didn't have a big freelance project that I could test my writing speed on. I also wasn't going to rush one of my new real books or risk messing up a second in series. Instead, I decided on a brand new fiction project that was the opposite of my current work. Light young adult fantasy and science fiction in third person past tense. My new project was dark, hardcore erotica in first person present tense. Again, I overcorrected. I had no idea how to write this type of story. This forced me to write a more detailed outline than I would have that included 3 to 5 paragraphs per chapter that explained what would happen in the chapter. Later, I learned that these were beats, which we'll discuss a few chapters from now. As I typed, I kept track of my starts and ends in a Google spreadsheet. Although I could hit 900 words per hour fairly easily with nonfiction blog posts, I struggled to hit 600 to 700 words with fiction. The beats helped me with this because I knew where the story was going and didn't have to pause to think about what to write next. I had also stumbled on a technique that many writers swore by, called the Pomodoro method. Like most newbie writers, I could sit down to write and not type a word for hours. I mean, I had to check Facebook, and then there was someone wrong on Twitter, and then you know how that story ends. The Pomodoro method was perfect for writers who couldn't focus. I sat down to type this new story, making sure I had a simple timer app installed on my computer. You can also use e.ggtimer.com. 25 minutes writing, 5 minutes of break. Simple enough. Suddenly, with the Pomodoro method and the detailed beats I'd already written up, I was absolutely flying through my draft. I was well over 1,000 words per hour, usually hitting closer to about 1,500, and every once in a while breaking through to about 2,000. I honestly couldn't believe it. The end product, which was written primarily on October 5th and 6th, then cleaned up a bit and finished off on October 7th, totaled about 24,000 words. It was the fastest I'd ever written anything in my life, and it was good. Better than either of my first two books. I knew I couldn't keep it to myself, so I set it aside, and in December that year published it as the first book under a new pen name. This was my first foray into what was really possible with writing speed. At the end of this, I thought, wow, if I could write a novella in 2 days, I should be able to publish one every week. 50 books in a year. I'm rich. Insert huge LOL here. Identifying problems and finding tweaks. I spent the next several months trying to replicate this success with other books, trying to improve my understanding of beats, of the Pomodoro method, but the experience never quite clicked for me in this way again. Still, I was adamant that it was not a fluke, so I went back through the original event. Two of my most vivid memories from that period of flow were as follows. 1. My hands were killing me at the end from all that typing. When I tried to type my other books using Pomodoros, I could feel the pain in my fingers. It is hard enough to write in the first place, but what do you think your lizard brain does when writing puts you in physical pain? 2. My fingers could not keep up with my thoughts. I recall writing the story in my head several sentences faster than I could type it. Then I would have to go back and get the words on the page. It slowed me down.